Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics is underway. It's the first major global gathering since the start of the coronavirus pandemic last year, but just like many of the events for the Summer Games, few spectators will be in attendance. Tokyo is actually under a state of emergency due to COVID-19. The city saw more than 1,900 new cases of the virus yesterday. First Lady Jill Biden held a virtual meet and greet with the U.S. flag bearers, Eddie Alvarez, a baseball player, and short track speed skater, and basketball player Sue Bird. Taking a look at yesterday's scores in Major League Baseball, Xander Bogaerts rallied the Red Sox past the Yankees with a sacrifice fly in the 10th inning, 5-4. Boston continues to lead the American League East by one game over the Rays. The Rays also won in 10 innings yesterday, 5-4 over the Indians. The Giants down the Dodgers, 5-3. The Athletics topped the Mariners, 4-1. The Cardinals nipped the Cubs, 3-2. And the Braves rolled over the Phillies, 7-2. At Saratoga Racecourse yesterday, 5-year-old horse Baltimore Bucko won the Grade 1 $150,000 A.P. Smithwick Memorial Steeplechase. In NFL news, the league says teams could potentially forfeit a game this season if there's a COVID-19 outbreak among non-vaccinated players. The league does not anticipate adding a 19th week to accommodate games that can't be rescheduled within the 18-week regular season. In the event of a forfeit, players on both teams won't get paid that week. For purposes of playoff seeding, the forfeiting team will be credited with a loss, and the other team will be credited with a win. I'm Jesse King.